An Apology for the Life of Mrs. Shamela Andrews. Parson Tickletext to Parson Oliver.
Reverend Sir, herewith I transmit you a copy of sweet, dear, pretty Pamela, a little book which this winter hath produced, of which, I make no doubt, you have already heard mention from some of your neighbouring clergy, for we have made it our business here not only to cry it up, but to preach it up likewise. The pulpit, as well as the coffee-house, hath resounded with its praise, and it is expected shortly that his lordship will recommend it in a letter to our whole body. And this example, I am confident, will be imitated by all our cloth in the country. For, besides speaking well of a brother in the character of the Reverend Mr. Williams, the useful and truly religious doctrine of grace is everywhere inculcated. This book is the soul of religion, good breeding, discretion, good nature, wit, fancy, fine thought, and morality. There is an ease, a natural air, a dignified simplicity and measured fullness in it that resembling life outglows it. The author hath reconciled the pleasing to the proper. The thought is everywhere exactly clothed by the expression, and becomes its dress as roundly and as close as Pamela her country habit, or as she doth her no habit, when modest beauty seeks to hide itself by casting off the pride of ornament, and displays itself without any covering, which it frequently doth in this admirable work, and presents images to the reader which the coldest zealot cannot read without emotion. For my own part, and I believe I may say the same of all the clergy of my acquaintance, I have done nothing but read it to others, and hear others again read it to me, ever since it came into my hands, and I find I am like to do nothing else, for I know not how long yet to come, because if I lay the book down, it comes after me. When it is dwelt all day long upon the